was today a good way to kind of turn the page a little bit from the last game to actually be on the field and start preparing for a new opponent?
Yeah, it feels good, and we have to. It's the NFL, and so we got to tell you, that's how this game goes. You lose, you got to turn the page, just fix the things that we didn't do well, and focus on the next opponent.
Is it tough to fix tackling in season because you don't go to the ground in practice and things like that, or do you just kind of have to, you know, thud it up and all that?
I mean, we already played two games, so by now we should be good at tackling. But that's something that we definitely need to improve on, judging from last game, so we'll do that.
What are your thoughts on the rushing attack that Tennessee brings?
Good. I mean, two big backs, kind of like what we faced last week, and so we'll be focusing on that. We have to stop the run. That's the biggest thing. You let guys rush for 30 attempts or more and get 100 yards on you, you're going to probably lose the game.
What sort of challenges does a guy like Mariota present for you guys?
Dual threat quarterback, guy who can hurt you with his feet, can do a lot of quarterback runs, things like that. Got to let him sit in the pocket and beat us that way.
You didn't face Mariota at all last year. Is there anything that you've seen from last year's tape that will help you in this game, even though you didn't get a chance to play him on the field twice both those games?
Last year he wasn't on the field, so there's not much to go off on last year. But looking at him now for a couple games that he's been in, we're going to start to get a feel and everything. And so we'll start game planning come in Wednesday and focus on that.
How good is it to see Dwayne Brown out there?
Good, good. Yeah, real good, and definitely happy for him because he's been out for a while. Understand what he's been going through, the whole rehab process and things like that. So it's awesome.
And get another vocal leader back.
Of course, of course. He's a guy who's definitely a leader on that offensive line, and so that's something that we need.